with Des on loan up there south of France against the fence is Take It As Read. Amaya just in behind the leader's back, and on the outside is Money Extractor, who continues to improve onto the turn. So in front now is Gin Palace with Money Extractor. Take It As Read is in third, south of France in a good rhythm in fourth. Then came Amaya. Further back is Yo Lacquer Ding. Hampstead Heath, a bit strong, races six or seven lengths off this leader. Uni the Unicorn is further back in running, and Dream Searcher is one of the back markers. I would say there's eight lengths from top to tail as they go around the bend. It's Money Extractor in front now. Presses on by a length and a half past the 600. Gin Palace in second, south of France is in third. Then came Amaya, Take It As Read, Ice Stedford. Pink Cap hidden away, five off the leader, Yo Lacquer Ding. Further back is Dream Searcher with Una the Unicorn. They homeward bound, and in front now is south of France. She was quick to build up. She went to half a length clear. On the inside, Gin Palace trying to run on his Take It As Read. Then came Ice Stedford, south of France in front. On the inside, Gin Palace running a huge race. South of France, Gin Palace. South of France or Gin Palace. Third, I can tell you, has gone to Take It As Read. Then came Ice Stedford back in fourth. Mighty close. Is it Gin Palace or is it South of France? Gin Palace and South of France, there's nothing in it. At this point, South of France has got the momentum. I still think South of France by a whisker. Don't hold me to it. The judge will be on the phone shortly to give me the numbers. On the inside, you can't see the nose of number three, Gin Palace. The one Take It As Read has run third, and I stepped for number two was in fourth. Hampstead Heath, a bit strong early, stays on to run fifth. So let's have a look at the head-on replay. South of France definitely went past Gin Palace. Money Extractors called it an afternoon. Take It As Read trying to work into the race. South of France, Gin Palace. We'll have to wait for the judge to give the numbers, but the naked eye tells me the outside, number six, South of France. They get very close. You can see Des on loan has thrown everything at Gin Palace to try and get that filly back into the lead. Stand by for numbers. All the exotics are officially underway. Our next live race will be race six, and this time we're over 1,800 meters.
Well, South of France really looked a picture in the parade ring, and I thought she could go.